You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The 117th edition of the New York International Auto Show is in full swing. Paul Eisenstein is covering it. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. I saw you wrote that sports and muscle cars are taking center stage at this year's event, and I guess that Dodge Challenger SRT Demon is getting a lot of attention. 840 horses, 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. Wow, that's fast. But are there other performance vehicles worth noting?
What's really interesting is how many of them come in the form of SUVs. So, for example, you've got the, also from Fiat Chrysler, you've got the Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk. It uses the V8 that we found in the old Dodge Challenger Hellcat. 700 horsepower is not bad.
I saw you wrote about Tesla adding a semi-truck and planning later a pickup. Elon Musk, he's not timid. What do we know about those vehicles?
Is there a market for it is the big question. We're going to have to wait and see exactly what he can accomplish. One of the challenges will be cost, another will be range. Certainly for semi-trucks, trying to go cross-country will be almost impossible today. The pickup truck, we're hoping it will at least come in at 200-plus miles in range. So we're expecting to see the semi-truck in September or earlier, and we're expecting to see the pickup truck on the road within about 2 years.
You wrote that there's been talk about President Trump's border tax, which he says is keeping auto manufacturing here. What's being said about the idea of border tax there at the New York Auto Show?
That it won't happen.
Really? Why?
I'm sorry, this sounds political. Nobody believes it will happen. The cost, the impact on the auto industry, the impact in terms of rising prices on cars is just unacceptable, as it is on smartphones and everything else, politically untenable.
Because of consumer backlash?
Yeah, definitely. There already is clear feedback from consumers that there is a consumer backlash. They just don't want to see this, and I don't think that there's enough members of Congress that would be willing to approve that sort of tax. So that's one thing. Many of the things that he's talking about with the auto industry seem to be more vaporware than anything else. I was told, for example, the other day that some folks at Toyota got the message from the White House asking them to make it sound like the big $1.3 billion investment that they are putting into their Kentucky plant was a result of the president's position on American manufacturing. In fact, as the Toyota people stressed to me, nonsense.
There was a tweet to that effect.
Yes, and it's a lie. I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop with the phrases mistruth or misspoken. It was an outright lie. The reality is that plan has been in the works for years. You don't make billion-dollar plans in a matter of weeks or months. That plan was in the works from the time they began the development of an all-new platform, a global platform for the next generation Camry that has been underway for as much as 5 or 6 years. The basic plans for that factory, that investment, have been in place specifically for as much as 2 years, was approved by the Toyota board before the election. One has to call this out. The president is wrong. So far, I've only been able to determine that possibly a couple hundred car jobs may have been brought back to the United States by manufacturers saying, okay, let's give them a bone.
That's Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and he's at the New York Auto Show. Thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.